This week's parsha is Parshas Vayikra, and we'll start with the first two psukim of the parsha. The parsha says, Vayikra el Moshe, and he called to Moshe, meaning that Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vaydabar Hashem Elav, Hashem spoke to him, Me'oel Moed, from the tent of meeting, Leimoir, saying. The next pasuk says, Daber Bnei Israel, tell the Jewish people, Vomarto Aleim, you should say to them, Adam Amen, Ki Yakriv Mikhen, that he'll want to bring from amongst you, Korban Lashem, a sacrifice to Hashem, Mina Behema, from the animals, Mina Bokor, from the cattle, Mumina Tzoinem, from the sheep, Takriv es Korbanchem, you should bring your offering. Our shiur today is going to focus on the last word of the first pasuk, the word leimor, to say, and the question that we are going to ask is that word leimor is extra, meaning the pasuk says vayikra al Moshe, that Hashem called Moshe, vaydaber Hashem elav, that Hashem spoke to him, me'oel moed, from the tent of meeting, leimor, to say. Normally leimor is to say something to the Jewish people, to repeat to the Jewish people, but here, right afterwards, on Pasuk number 2, it says, Daber Bnei Israel, tell the Jewish people, Vomartu Aleihem, and say to them. Then obviously, this word Leimor is superfluous, it's extra, because it's already written in the next Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu has to speak to the Jewish people. Then what does it mean, Leimor, to say? Rashi answers, Tzei ve'moy lohem divrei kevushim, go and say to them words of rebuke, words that cause the heart to do tshuva. And I'm translating kevushim like that based on the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Tezvav Omed Aleph 15a, where there the Gemara talks about what the procedure is when there is no rains in the land of Israel, after we do 2 sets of 3-day fasts, meaning that we fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and again we fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and still, if Hashem hasn't answered us, and He hasn't given rain in the winter, then we are required to now fast 7 times, meaning Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And during these 7 times, there was a special procedure that we had to do in order to invoke grace of Hashem, Rachmei Shomayim, that Hashem would send rain. Then the Mishnah says that we take out the Ark, the Aron Kodesh, and put it in the square of the town, and we put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh, and then we place ashes on the head of the Nasi, of the leader of the Jewish community. And then we place ashes on the head of the Av Bezin, of the chief of the court. And then every Jew places ashes on his own head, showing as a sign of mourning that we are very upset that Hashem is not sending us rain. And then the Gemara there says, Azokin Shebohem Oimer Lifneihem Divrei Kevushim, the elder amongst them tells them words of subdu. Rashi explains what does mean divrei kevushim. Rashi says that shekovshim es alevavos lachzirom lemutav, meaning words that cause the heart to do tshuva. And right afterwards, the Mishnah explains actually what are the words that the elder says. He says, our brothers, it is not written in the story of Nineveh, Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fast. Meaning, when Jonah came to the city of Nineveh and told them that Hashem is going to destroy the town, everybody in Nineveh decided to repent and pray to Hashem. And Hashem decided to give a reprieve to the city of Nineveh and not destroy it. But when Hashem gives the reprieve to the city of Nineveh, it is not written that Hashem decided to give him the reprieve because Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fast. It's written in Yonah chapter 3, pasuk number 10, that Vayaru Elokim es Maseihem, Hashem saw their actions, Kishavu midar komaro, that they repented from their evil ways, meaning that Hashem is not interested that you are just fasting and you are wearing your sackcloth. All that Hashem wants is that you repent. These were the words that the elder told the Jewish people in order to cause them to do tshuva, to repent, that Hashem will answer the prayers and rain will come. Nonetheless, we see from this that Divrei Kevushim means words of rebuke, words that capture the heart and cause them to do tshuva, cause them to repent. Rashi then explains what are the Divrei Kevushim that Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them, Bishvilchem hu nidbor imi, meaning only on the account of the Jewish people is Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning that the reason it's written here, the word Leimoir, is because Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell the Jewish people that don't worry that Hashem is speaking to me by myself. Hashem is only speaking to me because of you, because of your honor. I'll give you a proof that that is so. Rashi says that we find that during the 38 years that the Jewish people were excommunicated because of the story of the Meraglim, because of the story of the spies, that story is found on Parshas Shlach, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent spies to give report on the land of Israel. When they came back, they gave evil reports, and the whole nation of Israel cried, and they wanted to go back to Egypt. Hashem was very angry, and Hashem decreed at that point that you cried for nothing, I will give you a reason to cry. And Hashem decreed that every male from the age of 20 till the age of 60 will perish in the desert. That punishment went on for 38 years, where every year during Tisha B'Av, 15,000 Jews died. During those years that the sentence of Hashem is happening, we were considered excommunicated in front of Hashem. During those years, Hashem never spoke intimately with Moshe Rabbeinu. How do I know that? I know that because in Dvarim, chapter 2, verse 16, Vahi kashetamu kol anshei milchama lamus, it was when all the people of the war stopped dying, then Vaydaber Hashem Eli Leimoy. Then Hashem spoke to me, saying, meaning, Eli Hoyu Hadibur. Hashem spoke intimately to me. Since the Pasuk says that only after the people stopped dying, Hashem spoke intimately to Moshe Rabbeinu, it implies that while the people were dying, Hashem did not speak intimately to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is the message that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving now to the Jewish people. That you should know that the only reason that Hashem speaks to me is only because of you. Again, according to Rashi, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to say something to the Jewish people, and that is extra, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu to say something that is not written in the Torah. What is what Moshe Rabbeinu had to say? Rashi from the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to speak was Divrei Kevushim, words of rebuke, and the words of rebuke is saying to the Jewish people, you should know that the only reason that Hashem speaks to me is only in your honor. When you are excommunicated, then Hashem does not speak to me. And the Mizrahi adds that this is not the only time that Moshe Rabbeinu has to give this message to the Jewish people. Every time it's written by Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leimoy, that Hashem spoke to Moses saying, Moshe Rabbeinu had to give this message. And this place, meaning here in the beginning of Vayikra, is where we learn it for all places that's written by Dabar Hashem al Moshe Leimoy, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell the Jewish people, Divrei Kevushim, words of rebuke. All the Mefarshim that read this Rashi ask a question, what kind of divre kevushim is this? What kind of words of rebuke is this? This seems to be the opposite. This seems to be words of Hanifa, words of ingratifying for the Jewish people, words of praise to the Jewish people. Meaning, the words that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people, that only because of them Hashem is speaking to him, are words that will not cause the Jewish people to repent. Quite opposite, are words that will cause the Jewish people to become haughty and feel that whatever they do is great, because they are so important that Hashem only speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Jewish people. Where do you see in those words, words of rebuke? It seems to be quite opposite. Before we answer this question, it's important to note that the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Dalet Amud Beis 4b, seems to give a different answer why the word Lamor is written in our Parsha. There the Gemara says, Omar Rav Musia bar Breid Rav Musia Mishmed Rav Musia Rabbe. Rav Musia, the grandson of Rav Musia, sent the name of Rav Musia the Great. Menayin loimer davar lechaveroi. How do I know if somebody tells something to his friend, Shehu bebal yoimar, that the friend is prohibited from repeating, Ad sheyoimeloi lech emoir, until the person that told the friend says, I permit you to repeat, Shenemar, from the pasuk in our parsha, Vaydabra Shamel of Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Meoel Moed, from the tent of meeting, Leimor to say. Rashi explains the word Leimor means from the words Loi Emoir, do not say, since Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that he is not allowed to repeat. Therefore, we learn from here that anytime somebody tells somebody else something, even though he did not say, do not repeat, that person is not allowed to repeat what was said until the other person gives him permission to repeat. And Mefarshim explain, why did you pick this pasuk? Why didn't you pick the pasuk that's written in the beginning of Truma? Vaydabar Hashem el Moshe Leimoir, that Hashem spoke to Moses saying, there it's also written the word Leimoir. And they answer that their Leimoir is not redundant. But here the Leimoir is redundant, because right afterwards it's written, Dabar Bnei Yisrael v'omartu aleihem, that speak to the Jewish people and say to them, that Leimoir is redundant. Therefore we learn from that Leimoir, Loi Emoir, do not say. The Ritva answers the question, why did we pick this pasuk of Leimoir to teach you this? Why didn't you learn from the previous Leimoirs that is written in the Torah? And he says that since here it's written right after Vayikra el Moshe, that Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu, and according to the Gemara in Yuma Daf Dalet Amud Beis previously, the Gemara there says that all the Jewish people heard that Moshe Rabbeinu was called by Hashem, but none of them heard what was said. In this case, I would have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu could repeat to the Jewish people what Hashem wanted, even without permission. Therefore, specifically, they learn from this Leimoir that even though everybody knows that there was a communication, nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to repeat unless Hashem gives him permission. The Smag in Lav number 9 learns from here that somebody repeats something without permission, transgresses a negative commandment, and he brings the drasha Leimoir means Lav Amoir, meaning do not say, that you're not allowed to repeat, the same way that Rashi explains the Gemara. But the Torah Temima says that what the Smag says, that a person transgresses a negative commandment, it's not to be taken literally as a negative commandment. It should be taken as an asmachta, as a biblical allusion to a rabbinic commandment. In the same way that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yutes Omed Beis 19b says in the name of Rava, Hasoch Sichas Chulin, one who engages in trivial conversation, Oiver Be'ese, transgresses a positive commandment, Shenemar, because it's written in the Shema V'dibarto Bom, you should speak in them, which means that you should speak in the words of Torah, veloi bidvarim acherim, and not in other matters, meaning that if you have a conversation with somebody else, not regarding Torah, then technically you transgress a positive commandment. And obviously there doesn't mean literally you transgress a positive commandment. So to hear when the smack says that you transgress a negative commandment, the smack doesn't mean to say literally you transgress a negative commandment. It's only a smachta, it's only a rabbinical prohibition, and the allusion for it in the biblical, in Torah, is from the word leimor, lo yamor, do not repeat. The Chofetz Chaim brings that since in this situation Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu privately and he spoke to him privately, then the prohibition of repeating only applies when somebody makes a point to tell you harsh words or tell you privately. Then even though he didn't tell you not to repeat it, you are not allowed to repeat it. But if he tells you the words openly, he doesn't make an effort to hide those words, then if the words aren't from a private matter, in other words, the words aren't something that you know a normal person would not want to disclose it, then you are allowed to repeat it. If he tells you just words in an open place, then you are allowed to repeat it. But if he tells you clearly, don't repeat it, or he tells you in hushed tones or in a private place, or he tells you words that you know are private, then you're not allowed to repeat it. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim Hilchos Lashon Hara brings from this Gemara that says that Hashem had to give permission for Moshe Rabbeinu to repeat to the Jewish people. But going back to our Rashi, that Rashi says that the Leimor means that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu a hidden message to tell the Jewish people Divrei Kevushim, and we translate it as words of rebuke. How is the praise that he gives to the Jewish people, saying that Hashem only speaks to him because of the Jewish people, considered words of rebuke? The Chasam Sofer brings a few answers, and in one of the answers he says that maybe Divrei Kevushim, that's written here, words of rebuke as we translate it, does not mean really words of rebuke, meaning that the Gemara in Tainus that we brought, where the Chazon HaKnesses says Divrei Kevushim, in Rashi there brings down that Dvarim Shekovshim Es Alevavois, that capture the heart, Lachziron Lamutav, to turn them to be good. The Chasam Sofer wants to say that Divrei Kevushim really only translates as words that capture the heart, which there it was required to capture the heart to do tshuva, to repent. Therefore, there capture the heart means words of rebuke that will encourage the people to do tshuva. But in our scenario, it was required to capture the heart of the people to give them praise and get them closer to the service of Hashem. Meaning, there, because it wasn't rain, then it was required to capture the heart, meaning convince them to do tshuva. But in our case, since Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them new laws, then capture the heart is actually to give them words of praise for them to know how important they are in the eyes of Hashem. Like that, once they see how important they are in the eyes of Hashem, they'll want to be more connected to Hashem, and they will perform mitzvahs out of love of Hashem. And that was the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu every time he spoke to the Jewish people. Then our question that this is words of rebuke is not a question, because here it does not mean words of rebuke. It actually means words of praise, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to koivish, to conquer and to capture the heart of the Jewish people in order for them to serve Hashem in a deeper way. The Alshach disagrees with this idea of the Chasam Sofer, meaning that the Alshach says that we know from the Pasuk itself that what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people was actually harsh words, words of rebuke, and not words of praise. And he says that since the Pasuk says, Va'ikro el Moshe, that Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu, Vaydaber Hashem Elof, Hashem spoke to him, Me'oel Moed, from the tent of meeting, Lei Moed, to say. And Rashi already previously on Shemos, chapter 32, verse number 7, where the Jewish people do the golden calf, and Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. There it says, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Leichreit, go down, Kishiches Amcho Asheliso Meretz Mitzrayim, because the nation that you have brought from Egypt had corrupted. Rashi says there, Vaydaber, every time it's written the word Vaydaber, Loshon Koishihi, it's a language of harshness, Kemoi, Vaydaber Item Koshois, in the same way that in Bereshis chapter 42, there Yosef speaks harsh words to the brothers. There it's written, Vaydaber Itam Koshois, that Yosef spoke with them harsh words. There you see a source that every time he says the word Vaydaber means harsh words. Also, in Vayikra, chapter 10, verse number 19, there it's written, Vaydaber Aharon El Moshe, that Aharon spoke to Moshe. Rashi there says, Ein Loshon Dibur, Elu Loshon As, that every time it's written the word Dibur, Vaydaber, means strong words, that means words of rebuke and words of harshness. Then here, since it's written the word Vaydaber Hashem Elof, that Hashem spoke to him, Me'oel Moed, from the tent of meeting, Leimor, to say, obviously, clearly, Hashem spoke harsh words to Moshe Rabbeinu to say to the Jewish people. Then the question is, what were those harsh words that he spoke? And Rashi says that the words were that Hashem only speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Jewish people. Then we reinstate the question, what does it mean, words of rebuke, harsh words, when actually we see that it seems to be words of praise and not harsh words. According to the Alshach, because it says the word Vaydaber, obviously it means that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke harsh words. Where are those harsh words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people? The Chasam Sofer answers this question in various ways, and one of the answers that the Chasam Sofer brings, why is this considered words of rebuke for the Jewish people, is based on an interesting note. The Chasam Sofer notes that during this Parsha of Korbanos, meaning in Parshas Vayikra and Tzav, the name of Aharon is omitted. The only reference is normally made as Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, the children of Aharon the priest. As you could see in verse number 5, in verse number 7, in verse number 8, always it's written Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, with the exception of Mincha. Whenever the Korban Mincha, the flower offering, is mentioned, there in chapter 2, verse number 3, it's written, Vanoseres mina mincha, whatever is left over from the mincha, le'aharoin ulevonav, to Aharon and his children. We see clearly that the name of Aharon is mentioned, not only b'nei Aharon, the children of Aharon. So too, in verse number 10, where it continues to speak about the mincha offering, the flower offering, it's written, Vanoseres mina mincha, Laharon Levonov, to Aharon and his children. And the other exception, meaning the other only time that's written the name of Aharon, is in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, where we mention about the Trumas Hadeshen, about taking out the ashes from the Mizbeach. There it's also mentioned the name Aharon. Again, there is only two times mentioned the name of Aharon regarding the sacrifices. One is by the mincha offering, by the flour offering, and the other time is regarding taking the ashes of the Mizbeach, that should be done by Aharon also. The Chasam Sofer is wondering, why is that so? Therefore, the Chasam Sofer makes an introduction, and he says that everybody knows that the secret of animal sacrifice is a great, deep secret, that it's one of the Chukei HaTorah, one of the decrees of the Torah that normal people cannot understand. Because how can you explain that Hashem, that is totally spiritual, should require and enjoy animal sacrifices, but even though normal people cannot understand, we see that certain great people were able to understand on their own the deeper meaning of animal sacrifices. As we see, Adam HaRishon brought a sacrifice, as the Gemara brings down in Chulin Daf Samech Amud Aleph 60a, V'amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Shor Sheikriv Adam HaRishon, the axe that Adam HaRishon offered as a sacrifice, Keren Achas Hoyso Loi B'mitzchoi, had a single horn on his forehead. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph 8a, explains that this axe was a thanksgiving offering for Hashem. And the Gemara there says that when the Marishan experienced the first nightfall, he was very afraid that the world was being destroyed because of his sin of eating the forbidden fruit. But as soon as daylight came, he realized that this is the natural cycle of the earth. Therefore, he decided to bring a thanksgiving offering for Hashem, and he brought this unicorn, because he realized that this unicorn does not have a mate, therefore it should be given as a thanksgiving to Hashem. So we see that Adam HaRishon understood the secret of animal sacrifice. Cain, Hevel, and Noah also understood this secret. The Avos, our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, also understood this secret. Moshe Rabbeinu understood this secret even before the Torah was given, as it's written in Parshas Mishpatim, Shemos, chapter 24, verse number 5. It's written there, Vayishlach Esnar Bnei Yisrael, and he sent the lads of the Jewish people, Vayalu Oilois, and they brought elevation offerings, Vayizbechu Zevachim, and they brought feast offering, Shlomim Lashem Porim, peace offerings to Hashem, bulls. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu brought all these sacrifices. And not only Moshe Rabbeinu, even his father-in-law Yisro also understood the secret of sacrifices, because it's written on Yisro chapter 18, verse number 12, Vayikach Yisro choyse Moshe. Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe, brought oila, elevation offering, uzvachim, and feast offering, belokim, to Hashem. We see that great people were able to understand on their own the secret of animal sacrifices. The Chasam Sofer says that if that is so, meaning that if Moshe Rabbeinu already knows the secret of animal sacrifices, then it's not necessary for Hashem to tell him all the ideas and all the particulars of animal sacrifices, since he already understood it. Then the reason that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu the details about animal sacrifices is because Hashem knows that amongst the Jewish people are people who do not have such high spiritual stature and don't have the mental capabilities to understand on their own the hidden ideas of animal sacrifice. And Hashem wants them to participate in the animal sacrifices, even though they may not understand why they're doing it. Therefore, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to relay to the people the ideas and the particulars of sacrifices. But really, the idea of sacrifices wasn't told for Moshe Rabbeinu's benefit. It was only told for the Jewish people's benefit, since the Jewish people don't have such great mental ability as Moshe Rabbeinu, and as the people we mentioned before that brought animal sacrifices, therefore it was required for them that Hashem transmits the laws of sacrifices in order for the regular Jew to understand that he could participate also in the sacrifices, even though he doesn't understand the reason behind it. And the Chasam Sofer says that that is what Rashi meant by go tell them words of rebuke. The words of rebuke was that Hashem is not telling the idea of sacrifices because of me. Hashem is only telling the idea of sacrifices because of you, since you are not in such a level that you could understand the idea of sacrifices on your own. Therefore, Hashem spoke to me, but only because of you. Because of me, In other words, if it would be for my sake, then Hashem doesn't have to tell me because I already brought sacrifices. I already understand and know the hidden meaning of animal sacrifices. Then the only reason that Hashem is telling me this portion of animal sacrifices is only because of you, the Jewish people, since you're not on a level to understand, and that is Divrei Kevushim, that is words of rebuke, because why aren't you in such a level that you could understand? Why aren't you in a higher spiritual level? The Chasam Sofer says that according to what he just explained, we could understand why the name of Aharon HaKoyen is omitted when we are discussing animal sacrifices. Since Aharon HaKoyen was in the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu, he obviously also understood the hidden secrets of animal sacrifices. It was not necessary to mention his name when we are describing and explaining the regular animal sacrifices. Therefore, his name is omitted. But his children, the Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, maybe they are going to be children that aren't in such lofty levels. For them, it was necessary to describe all the sacrifices and all the particulars because they may not understand and they would have to bring sacrifices. Therefore, when Hashem gives a description for animal sacrifices, Hashem includes the Bnei Aharon HaKohanim, the children of Aharon the Kohen. But when it came time to discuss the Mincha offering, says the Chasam Sofer, there even the lofty people could not understand the secrets of the Mincha offering, of the flour offering. And he says that even Avraham Avinu could not understand that secret. And when Hashem showed them in the covenant between the parts all the atonements, Hashem did not show the flour offering, because in the description in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the covenant between the parts, in Bereishis chapter 15, verse number 9, it's only written there animals, and it's not written any flour offering. Therefore, the Medrash Rabbe, Parsha Gimel, brings in the name of the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon say, Kol HaKaporos, Her Elohe HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham Avinu Alav HaShalom, all atonements Hashem showed to Avraham Avinu, may he rest in peace. Chutz me'asiris o'efah, besides the tenth of the Eifah, which is the meal offering, that Hashem did not show to Avraham Avinu. Hence, since Hashem did not show to Avraham Avinu and nobody could fathom the idea behind the meal offering, it was required when Hashem describes the meal offering to explain to Aharon HaKohen also the idea of the meal offering. Therefore, when the Torah discusses the meal offering, the Torah says that it should be to Aharon and his children. And the same thing he says, the Trumas Adeshen, the removing of the ash, is something that nobody could fathom. Therefore, by the removing of the ash, Hashem includes Aharon when Hashem teaches the Jewish people. But the other sacrifices, since Aharon knows all about the other sacrifices, therefore it's not necessary to put Aharon's name. It's only written the Bnei Aharon HaKohanim. Again, going back to the answer of the Chasam Sofer, what kind of words of rebuke was told to the Jewish people? The words of rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Jewish people is Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people that the only reason that Hashem is communicating with him the idea of the sacrifices is not because of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's because of the Jewish people. And that is a slight for the Jewish people, that the Jewish people could not conceive this idea on their own, that it was required that Hashem tell the Jewish people about the sacrifices, and that is the word of rebuke. Why does Hashem have to tell you about the sacrifices? Obviously, you are lacking in spiritual level, and that is the rebuke, according to this opinion of the Chasam Sofer, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Jewish people. The Chasam Sofer gives a different answer based on the Yalkut Shimoni in this week's Parsha, which is brought down by Rashi. The Yalkut Shimoni says that when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem spoke with a very loud voice. The Yalkut asks, how do you know Hashem spoke with a loud voice? Maybe Hashem spoke with a very low voice that only Moshe Rabbeinu should hear. The Yalkut brings proof from a pasuk that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu with the voice that he used at Mount Sinai, the same voice that caused the Jewish people to perish, and ask that Moshe Rabbeinu speak directly to Hashem. Then the Yalkut asks, if he spoke in such a loud voice, why didn't the people hear what Hashem said? The Yalkut answers that Hashem sent out the voice, and the voice made itself a path that went directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, in the same way that we have frequencies that only Moshe Rabbeinu could hear that frequency, but the Jewish people could not hear what was said. Meaning, Hashem spoke in a loud voice, and yet only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to listen to that voice, and the Jewish people were not able to listen. According to this, the Chasam Sofer says that if the message that Hashem is speaking with Moshe Rabbeinu is regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, then we have no problem that only Moshe Rabbeinu is able to listen to that message and the Jewish people can't listen to that message. But if the message that Hashem is giving to Moshe Rabbeinu is not regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, is regarding the Jewish people, then we have to understand, since Hashem is speaking to Moshe to speak to the Jewish people, why did Hashem make it that the Jewish people weren't able to hear the voice of that message? It would be appropriate, since the message is regarding the Jewish people, that the Jewish people should be able to listen to that message. From the fact that only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to listen to this message, and yet the message wasn't to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was to the Jewish people, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was the messenger for the Jewish people, that showed that the Jewish people do not deserve to hear this message. And that is, according to the Chasam Sofer, the words of rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that Bishvilchem, only because of you, Hashem spoke to me. Meaning, had Hashem spoken to me because of me, then there is no rebuke. Because if I have a private message for a certain person, I would only speak to that person. There is no rebuke that the Jewish people did not hear the message. But here, Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the message is for the Jewish people. Then why don't the Jewish people hear? Must be because they are not worthy. If they are not worthy, then must be because they sinned. Then this is the words of rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people every time Hashem gave a message for him to tell the people. The rebuke was, why don't you hear the message? You should have heard the message yourself. Then look into yourself why Hashem doesn't want to give you the message directly. The Satmer Rebbe Zatzal, the Beirach Moshe, explains what kind of words of rebuke was Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Jewish people based on the Tiferet Shlomo in this week's Parsha. The Tiferet Shlomo interprets the next pasuk that's written, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem, a person will want to bring a sacrifice to Hashem, and the pasuk continues, mina behema, from the animals. And the simple interpretation of this pasuk is that if you want to bring a sacrifice to Hashem, then you should bring from the animals. But the Tiferet Shlomo says that this pasuk is meant much deeper. The pasuk is trying to say that Adam ki yakriv mikem, that if a person wants to get close, korban Hashem, he wants to get very close to Hashem, and is trying to find a medium how to get close to Hashem, then the answer is mina behema. Look what happens to the behema once you sanctify it. Meaning that here we have a regular animal, and once you sanctify this animal now is designated to become an offering to Hashem. The change between a regular animal and the animal being an offering to Hashem happened because you declared that this animal should be an offering. You see from here how important the speech is, that before you spoke those words, this is a regular animal. Now that you spoke those words, this animal is going to become an elevation offering, for example. Now this animal became sanctified to Hashem, and it's designated only to Hashem. Therefore, the Tiferet Shlomo says, it teaches you that if you want to get close to Hashem, you have to watch what you say, because you see the effect of your words, how that could affect a change in a regular animal to an animal designated to Hashem. Therefore, if you want to get close to Hashem, take a look, Mina Behema, take your example, the animal, and then you will see what happens by your speech. And if you are careful with your speech, that is the way that you are able to get close to Hashem. Furthermore, the Satmar Rebbe brings the Itav Lev in Parshas Matos asks a question: why did Hashem speak only through Moshe Rabbeinu? Meaning, what did Moshe Rabbeinu have and do that he merited that Shechina medaberes, that the Shechina should speak mitoch groino shel Moshe through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat? We know that Hashem spoke directly through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu must have had a certain merit that Hashem would do that. And he answers, based on what's written in Shmos, chapter 4, Pasuk Yud, when Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by Hashem that he should speak to Pharaoh, Moshe Rabbeinu says that I can't speak to Pharaoh, ki chvat peh uchvat loshoin anochi, because I'm heavy of mouth and heavy of speech. Therefore, I can't go to Paroi. The simple interpretation is that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Hashem that I can't go speak to Paroi because I have a speech impediment. I have a handicap that doesn't let me speak well. Therefore, I can't go and talk to Paroi. But the Itav Lev notes that when the Targum Unculus translates these words, he doesn't translate that I'm heavy of mouth and heavy of tongue. He translates Are yakir mamlol, that I am precious of speech, vamik lishon ano, and I have deep tongue. Meaning that the word kvad is not from the word heavy. The word kvad is from the word anar, from the word yakir, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem that I can't go to Paroi because I always honor my mouth and I always honor my tongue, that I always make sure to speak only proper words, to speak only things that are allowed, to speak only to proper people, and you are making me go to Paroi and speak to Paroi idle words, therefore I don't want to go to Paroi. Therefore, says the Itav Lev, that Moshe Rabbeinu honored this speech so much, that is what caused the Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that Hashem would speak through Moshe Rabbeinu. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu was so careful about the words he says, he spoke only words that are good, words that don't hurt other people. Therefore, Hashem decided that he is going to be the only person that I could speak through. According to this, says the Satmar Rebbe, that this is the Dvorim Kvushim, this is the words of rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, Bishvilchem hu nedaber imi, that only because of you Hashem is speaking to me. Meaning that had you had a perfect mouth, had you spoken well one to another, then Hashem would have spoken to you directly. The only reason that Hashem speaks to me is because I kept my mouth, I kept my tongue pure, I never spoke bad about another person, I spoke words of Torah, I only gave praise to other people. Therefore, Hashem speaks through me. But if you, the Jewish people, would have been in such a level that you keep your mouth pure, then Hashem is going to speak to you. According to the Satmar Rebbe, the rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people is that you are not worthy that the Shechina should speak to you, because the Shechina only speaks to me because I honor my speech. But why all the years of the desert you didn't honor your speech? That shows that you are lacking in that regard. So if you behave properly and honor your speech, then you'll merit that Hashem will speak to you directly, and maybe even Hashem will speak through you. And that is the words of rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people every time Hashem commanded him to speak to the Jewish people, because the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the message and they are not getting the message directly, that in itself is a rebuke. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should learn from Moshe Rabbeinu's rebuke and be careful about our speech. We should not make derogatory remarks on somebody else. We should not cause our words to hurt another person. we should only sing the praises of another Jew, as the Bardichev says that the mouth was only created to give praise to another Jew. If we always do that, then we'll increase Ahavas Chinam, then we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, b'imheiro b'yomeinu, amen.